Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan on the buttons.
Yes.
No longer called Joan Cadogan. Don't call him it. If you do call it, it is tantamount to bullying.
It is, John? And I will see you. I will see you in court.
Yeah, although these days you can go to court, lose, and then just say, well, I disagree
just say,
with it.
I disagree.
And I'm going to carry on as I was before.
Well, do you know, Talkie lost 3-2 last night, but I disagree with it. Yeah. I disagree with that result.
I disagree with that result, and we are taking the 3 points.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, we've got political, John. It's difficult
That's
not to,
good,
isn't
it? Well, everyone else is.
What do you think National League politics is? What level is it? County council?
Yeah, it is, isn't it, really?
Is it district council?
Parish? Bit of parish council?
PTA, school PTA.
Yes, that's bigger. But I mean, look, we have got very political very early, and whilst we're on there, current affairs. It was very sad news about Thomas Cook this week, but they'll come back as AFC Thomas Cook and work their way up through sort of small Cessnas, small airfields.
Exactly. The Phoenix Club.
If non-league football has told you anything.
I'm looking forward to it. But also, not bad for the Bay, is it? Not bad for the English Riviera. I don't remember Thomas Cook ever sending anyone on a package holiday to Brixham, John.
It's a very good point.
Just thinking about it for the local area where we're from, I'm just thinking, well, that's pretty good because people will be going Dawlish for their holidays now.
They're partying on Belgrave Road at that news.
Exactly. Dawlish Warren. You will not get on the go-karts, John. That will be it. Not a talkie podcast. We're a National League podcast, John. What's coming up in the podcast?
Let's work out what's coming up in the podcast.
So what's coming up, John?
Well, we've got plenty of news. So much National League news. It's another two-game week. So we've got plenty of news from Saturday and Tuesday night's games. We've got another big interview. Is this our biggest interview of them all? I think it might
probably
be.
I tell you what, they get bigger every week. Almost like you work somewhere where the biggest stars in sport come in and you just grab them
and
under
I just
false
collar
pretenses.
Them. Yeah. It's almost like that, but crucially it isn't.
They're huge National League fans, John.
No, absolutely. Today's big interview, crisp magnate, former Spurs, Leicester striker.
I've got to say, England's finest ever striker. I know he hasn't scored the most goals, but I think he's our best ever striker. Played on with a broken wrist, John. Were you old enough to remember that? No?
No.
Never booked, John.
The other thing to also mention about this big interview is he has absolutely no connection to the National League whatsoever.
Really? Did we check that out?
I checked it out comprehensively. No connection. But that didn't put us off.
Well, he'll know his career. The thing is, he works on BT Sport. He'll know they've gone off him the moment he has to turn up at Maidenhead.
When he's there with Chris Hargreaves stood next to him.
Yeah. For Alan Devonshire being interviewed.
We've got a talkie corner. We've not really done talkie corner in a while. We'll chew the fat about talkies. Fairly miserable run of form.
Yep. And one of their players got a little song in dedicated to one of their players, isn't it, John?
That's very, very nice. What's in Alan's porter cabin? Alan Dowson's porter cabin for
after last week, Matty Hayward off last week, wasn't he? Couldn't keep his crown.
Lovely letters. That'll do.
Sounds an amazing podcast to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Should be a lot more popular. Not that it isn't popular. Thank you for a couple of people have reviewed us and rated us on iTunes recently, which is always very helpful.
Yes.
And if you can do that, that is very, very helpful to us. Share it. Share it with a friend. We always like that. John, give us the news roundup.
I will. Let's go back to Saturday. We'll start with Saturday and AFC filed. End of the run of 7 National League games without a win. They eased the 3-1 victory at home to Eastleigh. Good old AFC Fylde. Yeah, good old AFC Fylde. The points shared in a 1-1 draw between Maidenhead and Harrogate at York Road. Woking knocked off top spot in the National League, drawing 1-1 away to Chorley. Ben Gehring sent off for clotheslining a Chorley player in the 90th minute.
Yeah, what a surprise. What a surprise. Ben Gehring sent off. And
like
my hairline, once again, safe.
It's almost like he hasn't got a brain cell. It's almost like that, isn't it? In other Woking news, they've signed Ivory Coast under 20 midfielder Christ Teehee. Amen to that.
Christ! Hey!
I mean,
like, he's like someone's ordered a coffee, he's turned up. they've had a sip, it's 2-0, and it's tea.
Chorley, who Woking drew with, have signed a blast from the past as far as this podcast goes. Naughty, naughty.
Oh, yes.
Naughty.
Welcome back.
Very naughty.
That's been a while.
Hey, welcome back. I think that's series one, isn't it?
Oh, that's really going back.
Season one. We're going to go American on it.
One of the first things we ever did on this podcast, Naughty Naughty. He's back in the National League.
It seems like such a clever joke for us, John, that I don't really understand. It's the sort of thing we could do, a pun on a music-based name.
Sticking with Saturday, Scott Quigley scored twice. Barrow recorded a third straight win. They beat Ebbsfleet 3-0. Barrow also had Ollie Dyson playing for them. Obviously really hoovered up possession.
Hoovering it up in midfield there. I think everyone could have done that joke.
We've enjoyed it. Pretty much saw that coming, I would have thought. This is really good from Yeovil. Yeovil claimed their fifth win in a row. Luke Wilkinson scored the winner. They got a 1-0 win at Solihull Moors. Defender Very Wilkinson good. Scored in the 57th minute and then had to go in goal because they had an injury to the keeper. He had to go in goal and then produced an incredible save at the death. So he scored and said, you just love to see that.
The dream,
there's
isn't it,
nothing
John? The dream.
Better.
And it should have to happen even more than it does, I think.
I think so.
I think it's terrible that they have a goalkeeper on the bench now.
It's such a good way of livening up a game.
I did have a thought the other day that to make football more exciting, in the last 10 minutes, you have to bring on a club legend. whoever your top scorer is,
Robin
Stubbs. Still alive. Whoever your
Stubbs is about 80.
Is. Good idea, though, John, isn't it?
It's a very good idea. Bromley, they went top of the National League. They beat Notts County 2-1. Boreham Wood beat Stockport 4-0. Halifax.
We've got them Saturday, haven't we? Them Saturday.
Yeah, we have. Zorba Thomas scored for Boreham as well, but I can't be bothered to do the music again.
Come on, John.
I can't keep doing it again.
At least smash a plate.
Halifax 4, Barnet 2, which brings us to this week's poshest player of the week. William Hugh Appleyard. And that's this week's poshest player of the week.
Oh, I'd buy some of his cider and perry.
The Halifax goalkeeper. Hello, I'm William Hugh Appleyard.
Hello. I'm William Hugh Appleyard.
Sutton beat Chesterfield 4-0, pining on the misery for Chesterfield. Aldershot leapfrogged Wrexham with a 1-0 win. 94th minute winner for Aldershot. Brian Hughes, the Wrexham manager, of course, said, we probably should have won it. And he says that after every single game. Every game I look,
I'm telling you,
Brian
that
Hughes
man
thinks
is
they should have won.
Walking. Brian Hughes is going to, it'll be gone. I don't reckon next time we do the podcast next week, Brian Hughes will still be Wrexham manager. There, said it.
And the final game on Saturday was mired in ridiculousness. It was Dover winning 2-0 at Hartlepool. A crazy afternoon, really. Did you see there was an incident of racist abuse? The players and the home fans scrapping. There was a big delay. The referee, supporter tried to get on the pitch and attack the referee. You had a bit of a mare. I mean, look, everything's been said about that can be said. The only thing I noticed watching the highlights is that there is an advertising hoarding at Hartlepool for Charles Dickens tool store. Obviously, he's got great expectations of the customer service there.
Oh, lovely, John. Here we go.
Come on.
I was going to try and think of some more now. I'm trying to think of a tool-based Charles Dickens, Oliver Twist.
Tale of Two Chester Cities.
A Tale of Two Spanners. No, that could be when Hours and Kuhl were in charge.
Anyway, at Nassob's pod for that.
Oh, Kuhl got sacked, John.
Sacked by Basingstoke, isn't he?
Well, wasn't sacked. Mutual agreement that Kuhl was shit. They both agreed. He went in. I don't think I'm very good to you. No, I don't think you're very good either. And they both agreed it. And off he went. Basingstoke. Gone.
And on to Tuesday night, Borehamwood 1, Notts County 2, AFC Fylde 3, Wrexham 2. Go on the Fylde. Wrexham's goalkeeper, Christian Dibble, was at fault for two of the goals, which means they got to bring in, surely, their reserve keeper, David Szczepanik.
I hope so. Only if he's on the streets of North Wales.
The next away game is at Solihull Moors. So, of course, it's Szczepanik on the streets of Birmingham.
We are rubbing our hands. That tweet saved in drafts. With a picture, maybe. It's just going to be beautiful if that happens. Lovely, yes.
Yes, also very on Tuesday, good. Aldershot 1, Yeovil 3. 6 wins in a row now for Yeovil. Sutton.
Now, Yeovil, John, not in Newton Abbott Football Club.
Not anymore.
Absolutely not. I mean, that was our prediction at the beginning of the season, but
yeah,
flying high.
Flying.
Flying high.
Sutton 0, Dagenham 2. So Dagenham now 9 unbeaten. Bromley 1, Woking 0, which is the result we like to see. So Bromley staying top. Michael Cheek scored for Bromley. I mean, surely we've done every joke about Michael Cheek possible. But
no,
I mean,
more cheeks.
What people don't know about Michael Cheek is he's very good at turning his man, but he was actually turning the wrong defender. So manager Neil Smith shouted, "Turn the other cheek!"
Wouldn't.
Is this thing on?
I'll turn the other cheek. Oh, yeah. Okay. I get it. Yeah. I mean, it was nearly worth it, wasn't it?
Solihull Moors 2, Stockport County 0. So Stockport losing again, which is always good for us at the weekend.
Yeah,
Halifax 0, Harrogate 1. Winner scored by, again, someone we used to reference on the podcast a lot, not mentioned in a while, Mark Beck.
He goes, "Scored the winner, baby." when he gets in.
I really hope so.
His partner goes, "How'd you get on, love?" Oh. "Scored the winner, baby." So why don't you, was it? Yeah. Thrill me?
I never really known the words to that. I just go,
"You don't know the words." "I never heard."
Maidenhead 1, Dover Athletic 2. It was a meeting of the posh players, actually. Maidenhead had Tay Ashby Hammond in goal, and Dover had Will de Havilland. It was a crunch match between the posh players. Ebbsfleet 3, Barnet 0. So Ebbsfleet off the bottom, and Chorley 1, Barrow 3. That's Tuesday night.
Oh, it's a disaster for the girls, John.
Yep.
An absolute disaster.
Complete.
But as we know, as all those results show, right, it is the most topsy-turvy league, I think, ever. No one's going to run away with it. It's bonkers small teams at the top, so they're not going to stay there.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you are. As we've said, wait for the clocks to go back, and then we'll talk about it. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Hello, this is the National Obsession. I'm Stanley Baker, Charlie Baker's son. And John, I hope you could ask me some questions about the National...
the National
called.
League.
I don't even know what the podcast is
National
called, John.
The National League.
National League. The kids don't even like it.
What do you know about the National League, Stanley? You must have seen Torquay play a few times.
I know Torquay are in it.
Yeah.
They just came up from the National League South.
Yes.
You
know that we all hate Woking.
Yeah, everyone hates working in Exeter.
Yeah.
One of my good mates actually supports Exeter.
Oh, for, I mean, I'd have stopped speaking to him.
I know that they're waking their way up to the Premier League. United. Buy on the ice. My dad just told me to say that.
Bye, Stanley.
Go away. A poor showing. This will be all yours one day, son. And honestly, I'm trying to build a legacy for him, John. You guys, there's no care.
We lacked a bit of chemistry, but we'll work it up.
You'll work it up. It'll be fine, won't it? It'll be good. Right. This is the national obsession. What's happening now, John?
Should we do the big interview?
Let's do the big interview. It was lovely to meet this man, wasn't it, John? I didn't meet him, but you did.
Yeah.
Was he nice?
Very nice. Absolutely, as you'd imagine.
He's one of those people, I've never met him, but he's one of those people I think wouldn't look real to me because he's sort of such a major part of my life.
He
sort of looks like he's sort of chiselled out of stone or made out of plastic.
Well, no, he was real, very much real. I didn't mention that the only time I'd ever seen him before was on the high street in West London where I lived, and he barred me off the pavement, not looking where he was going. I didn't mention
very
that.
Like your story about John, what's his
John
face
Humphreys
from Today program.
Arsehole shifted me out of a cinema seat.
Never to be forgotten.
No.
People who've annoyed John or moved him away from where he was meant to be.
Without further ado, let's hear the big interview from this man, Match of the Day host, England legend, Gary Lineker.
What's the lowest level you've ever played?
Well, I was very small when I started playing, when I was about 7.
What tackle do you think you should have been booked for?
I did stamp on Basil Bolley's toe once because he had me in a hold. He was gripping me so tightly I couldn't breathe. So if the ref had seen that, he might have booked me or even sent me off.
You have one last sporting match. Would you rather score a hat-trick for Leicester or a century for England at Lord's?
Well, I scored plenty of hat-tricks for Leicester, so I'd have to go for a century for England at Lord's.
Sake or sangria?
Sake.
Broken wrist or broken toe?
Ooh. Well, you could play with a broken wrist. You can't play with a broken toe.
Match of the day or the BT Sport Vanarama National League highlight show?
I think match of the day might just edge that one.
I'm Gary Lineker on the ice.
National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Talkie Corner.
Fuck off, Lino. Ooh. Lino, you sort it out for f***ing sake.
Oh,
rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing referee,
God.
You bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
I don't think we can blame even the referee for last night.
No, I think it just didn't happen, did it? By the sounds of things last night. I mean, we weren't there, John, were we? So we don't know, but it just didn't.
We were listening to it on the official radio and we still don't know.
Exactly. The thing...
Joking.
The thing is, John, we haven't got half our best team, have we?
No.
We're missing half our flipping That's players. So since we went to Woking and everyone got injured, Poku went round kicking everyone, injuring everyone. We're without our captain, Asa Hall. We need him. We need him in there to solidify it. So Jamie Reid is without any service because the Lemon and Opie Edwards aren't playing. And so he's always having to drop back to create anything. So that's why he's not scoring.
Yeah.
So it's too hard at the moment. You know, we're a very, very young team.
No team at this level could cope with the amount of injuries we've got.
I don't know. I don't know what he does about it. Cause I don't think we should go out and sign any more players because we should, we've got enough players to stay up and consolidate and be in the league. You know, we're good enough, but if we've got one striker who's going to score. I'm loathe to moan about this team because they are such a good team. And I think they can come good at any minute. We're not getting beaten 4-5s. It's always by the odd goal. So we're not scoring enough goals. And our game is built on scoring goals. That's what I think anyway, you know.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and look, there is obviously one player who is taking the brunt, you'd say, the criticism, perhaps a little bit unfairly. But I mean, he hasn't set the world on fire.
Because I don't think he's trying hard enough, John.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly has to do more than he's doing. Manny Duku, as you called him earlier in the week, Manny McPhee.
Manny McPhee, which would be one of the worst Torquay United lineups of all time. They're very much the same player,
Manny
Duku and Chris McPhee. But also, John, I've prepared a little song. Do you want to hear it?
This I'm really looking forward to hearing.
It's by Gary Manilow. Good evening. Welcome to Plain Ball. Tonight's team sheet. All the usual suspects, except the ones that are injured. And up front, it's Manny Duku. I remember all my life, Plainmoor pitch was looking nice. Gary got a plan in the transfer window. Play him on the right or through the middle. Scored a few in pre-season. Not to pick him, there is no reason. Looking in your eyes, I see a memory. I never realized how crappy you would be. Oh, Manny, you came and you played without scoring. Ball goes straight out of play. Oh, Manny, you missed and you're making it boring. I look the other way, oh, Manny.
Very emotional, that really, wasn't it?
Very emotional song. One for the kids there. A song from 1975. That was Talking Corner.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
Here you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
I let you do it on your own there, John. Yeah. A rare solo effort because the delay, for some reason, I don't know why that delay exists, but it does. I'm from home again this week.
Yes.
And I'm on the microphone at home. And I've got the pop filter on, John. It's good, isn't it?
Very nice.
You hear me say pickled peppers, John. She picked a pair of pickled peppers.
The pop filter, also known as the security guard at Plainmoor.
Exactly.
Pop
there.
Filter.
Pop filter.
Does that work?
What a lovely niche joke that is for people who like sound, microphones and Torquay
United. And Torquay United, that Venn diagram of people. Do you want a few letters?
Any letters there, John?
We've got a few
letters.
Very nice letters. We've actually got two from Sam Drift because I missed one when we were on holiday.
Sam is on the Talky Talk, isn't he? Sam's on the Talky
Talk podcast.
Going strong, I think they're up to 9 episodes. Well done, lads.
Is the Talky United podcast.
Yes, unlike us, which is a National League football podcast.
Crucial difference. Anyway, Sam, in letter number one, says, on the ice, thoroughly enjoying the National League podcast, not a Talky podcast. This is my second letter, and I wanted to ask, who's been your favourite interview so far on the ice, Sam?
John, I'm just saying, Sam's put in there, this is my second letter.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, but let's...
just saying, we all know what he's up to
no
there.
No ulterior
we
know motive. It,
we know what he's up to there. But carry on, it's fine.
So who's been our favourite interview so far? I mean, it's got to be Gary Johnson, isn't it?
Oh, well, Gary's always my favourite. I loved interviewing Liam.
I'd say Gary, because he's one of the very few people where I've been interviewing them and stood next to them and not felt slightly on the short side.
You didn't feel like you had to stand on your, get any lift.
I felt all three of us were perfectly averagely sized.
None of us are particularly tall, are we, John?
But just a nice group of people who are sort of 5'7".
We've got Tim Vine on soon. He's a lovely man.
Yeah, Tim Vine, Andy Parsons all coming up soon. So we've got some lovely ones. But yeah, I think Gary for that. And anyway, in Sam's second email, he says, On the ice, football needs Glenn Tamplin back. It's been less than a week and I'm already bored. Let's get a petition. Get him into a dying football club to reignite them, Sam.
Yes.
I think we have to.
It's a good idea.
Bury.
They need to.
Get Tamplin in at Bury.
Tamplin at Bury. I don't know. Tamplin seems like a... I wonder where he'll go next, John. Because he will turn up somewhere. You know it. probably likely where what will happen is by the time the next match comes around, yeah, Graham Tamplin will be back. And then we can get back to Tamplins and Dragons.
And our final email comes from Foff22 Harry Salvage. He says, "Dear John and Charlie, I'm making the pilgrimage down to Playmore at the end of October to see Torquay play Barrow and was wondering on places to go and restaurants to eat at whilst I'm down on the English Riviera. Could you please advise me?"
May I suggest a little known, beautiful little restaurant? It's called Le Pennin Roundabout.
I thought you were going to suggest Boots and Laces.
Le Harvester. Le Harvester on the Pennin Roundabout.
I would dodge Newton Abbott for starters.
No, you're absolutely wrong, John.
Not much
now
of
you're
note
wrong there,
there,
John. Because do you know where you get the best pizza in the country, John?
I mean, not Newton Abbott.
The Pizza Cafe Newton Abbott does the best pizza in the country and always have done. They are absolutely incredible in there.
Okay.
I don't know what they do in there, but I promise you, honestly, get in touch on at NatObs Pod if you've ever eaten at the Pizza Cafe Newton Abbott. It is the best pizza. This podcast is not sponsored by the Pizza
Cafe. No, it's
Cafe
not.
Newton Abbott.
But look, best place to eat we're neither
Newton
of Abbott. Us.
Where would you suggest?
Neither of us gastronomic experts. But I would suggest going
chips.
To go to Brixham, fish and chips.
Yeah.
There's a lovely restaurant on the Breakwater Beach.
Jackson's Newton Abbott used to be the best fish and chips in Newton Abbott. I don't know if it still is. But
on top
Jackson's
of Babbicombe, there's
the
some
best.
Nice places on top of Babbicombe.
Oh, yeah, Babbicombe. Very Torquay United based, this.
Well, hopefully that's helped. And thank you very much once again for
on
your
the
lovely
ice you, Harry.
Letters.
On the ice, Harry.
Everybody.
Is Sam Drewiff expecting a Foff number?
Now,
there?
This was the next thing I was going to come to, because Sam has a constantly chips in on the Twitter. He sent us three emails.
I'll tell you what, it's under consideration.
Ooh, okay.
This is my problem with it, Sam. One thing I know about Sam Drewiff, following him on Twitter, he's not a National League fan, John. He likes West Ham.
I just think it would be a nice thing to do.
Let's just put it out there. See, it's a pass. It's not up to me. It's not always up to me. I'm not the boss of all the Foffs, but he does support West Ham.
Well, this is
his main.
Okay,
that's
this
his main
is uncharted territory. But we're throwing this one open to the listeners.
I'm gonna have to check the Foff rules, John. Is
okay,
what it is.
Consult.
We're gonna throw it open to
you
the
know,
listeners.
It's like
we'll
in Parliament. Let's go back to politics.
Well, we're
going to
have to
consult
to the Supreme Court.
They consult.
Have to go to the Supreme.
They consult
Supreme
that thing called Hansard, doesn't they? Consult some old book with all the parliamentary rules.
Unlock. Each week now, we welcome a Foff onto the show to play one of the various games that can be played. Obviously, Matty Hayward risked it all last week in Alan Dowson's porter cabin.
Lost it. Lost it all.
Lost it. So we have the next. What is it? What do you always say, John? The next.
The next Foff off the rank.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be incredibly careful how you say that. Is Foff
is
number
it?
Foff number 10, Nick Garley.
Nick Garley. Hello, Nick.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. Thanks so much for coming on. Nick's one of the very few people of the Foffs who's been to see me live, haven't you, Nick, with your son?
Yeah, you were pretty good.
Oh, pretty good, John. Do you hear that?
Room for improvement, I think that is. But do you know what? We're coming up to a very special anniversary, actually, because I just had a look back. Do you remember we completely lost track of all the Foffs and Gammy Knee? My dad had to do a whole load of archiving, as well as listing the Foffs. He's written down when they were made Foffs. And Nick was made a Foff on the 18th of October, so he's almost been a Foff for a year. How about that?
Oh, how fun! How wonderful! How do you feel about that, Nick? Would you expect a badge or something by now? Or
possibly. It's just flown by. It's just been a complete haze of just Foff related activities. I can't remember a lot about it, but.
What do you do? What do you do for a living, Nick?
You're a head teacher, aren't you, Nick?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. You don't need. We should have started the podcast by saying "Good morning, Mr. Garley."
No,
Mr. Garley.
Good morning, everyone.
Mr. Garley, if you follow him on Twitter, he seems to be an absolutely excellent teacher. One of the sort of teacher you really would want your kids to have at their school, because he seems very engaging, very positive about the kids. He really seems like he does a really good job. So I commend you for that, Mr. Garley.
That's really kind. Thank you very much. Thanks.
But dare you enter Alan Dowson's porter cabin?
I am. Yeah, I'm ready to go. Yeah.
How are you, Nick? And welcome to my porter cabin.
Welcome to the porter cabin, Nick. Welcome to the porter cabin, Mr. Garley.
Hello.
Dare you meet Alan Dowson?
I dare, yes.
And in case you missed it last week, Nick, what I'm going to do is give you a series of three clues, do you see? And they're going to get progressively more difficult as they go. And they're all linking to a specific item that I'm holding here in my hands in the porter cabin that you've got to guess, do you see?
Yeah, I kind of get it, yep.
I might sound a bit like Gary Harris, but I promise you I'm actually Alan Dowson.
Yeah, I can tell.
You are a Northampton fan, I believe, Mr. Garley.
Yeah.
A cobbler by name, a cobbler by trade.
Yes.
Right, thanks. Do you dare play the game, Mr. Garley?
Yeah, I dare, yes.
Right,
so
me...
you must say to me...
Yes, I dare play the game, Games Master.
Thank you. You must say, can I have a clue, please, Alan?
Can I have a clue, please, Alan?
Right, your first clue, and the only little bit of advanced information I'm going to give you is I'm very into my gardening equipment this week. Anyway, clue number one. This versatile piece of farming equipment is a motorised method that allows you to prepare soil without using large amounts of labour. It's vital to ensure that soil is properly prepared. The better the soil structure, even, the larger the crop yield, which results in higher profits.
I'm going to say a rotavator.
A rotavator? Mr. Rotavator.
Yeah.
Is it a rotavator, Alan?
Bloody hell, you've actually got it after the first clue. I was not expecting that. I've got absolutely nothing prepared for this eventuality.
One clue, Garley. That is what they call him.
It's a one clue situation. It was actually a Hecht 743 petrol rotavator, but I'll give you that. Congratulations, Nick.
One chance, one goal. That's all the greats need. Congratulations, Mr. Garley. You are through to the next round and you keep your fourth crown.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was up for grabs.
Everything's up for grabs in Alan Dowson's porter cabin. Farewell, fair teacher. Continue on leading children and men and women, of course. It's 2019.
Very Games Master. Thank you.
He got it, John. Straight away there, Mr. Garley. This is what happens if you're a head teacher. You see,
I don't know what we do now. I don't know what happens.
Well,
someone's beaten the porter cabin. I mean, the good news is I have actually thought of another game, but I don't know what we do.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out next week what happens. So I don't know what the next game is because there is a journey from each one. So we'll just have to find out what happens next week. You know, there we are.
That.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
So there we are for another week, John. Do get in touch with us at NotObsPod.
Not Obspod.
Not Obspod.
That's like the tribute band.
Yeah.
Someone set up
a rival podcast.
But yes, at NatObsPod or nationalobsession@gmail.com. And remember, we need your tweets about, there were several things, Sandriff, Foff, places to eat in the talking area.
Anywhere.
There was something else as well, but I've completely forgotten what it was.
I think we did. We were trying to do puns on something, weren't we, John?
Yeah, I can't remember. It feels like a long time ago now.
Oh God, it does, doesn't it? We were trying to do puns.
It's never happened, as far as I'm aware.
No, it was tools, wasn't it? Charles Dickens.
Yes,
and tools.
That was it.
That's what we were trying to do.
Well,
Charles Dickens and tools. Send us your puns on those at NatObsPod, and we will see you on the Twitter. Enjoy your National League football this weekend. Come on, you yellows, on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.